This is Ozarks at Large. More lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender individuals are coming out at earlier ages, according to data, and many of them are suffering consequences. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich talked with two Northwest Arkansas psychotherapists who've dedicated their lives to helping LGBT Americans in crisis, and she brings us this story.
A growing number of Americans support same-sex marriage, data show, declared constitutional by the U.S. Supreme Court in 2015. But a new poll conducted by Harris for GLAAD, an LGBTQ advocacy group, reveals support has dropped. That bias is being spurred in part by President Donald Trump. Since he took office, he's banned transgender Americans from serving in the military, cited in a Supreme Court case that seeks to legalize discrimination against LGBTQ business patrons, and ordered the removal of LGBTQ people from the 2020 census. Kathy Campbell, a licensed professional counselor based in Fayetteville, says political oppression of targeted groups can impair mental health. Half of Campbell's clients identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or queer. Most are transgender. Her son is transgender. Campbell practices what is termed LGBTQ affirmative therapy.
It's a mixture of some narrative therapy and also helping people determine what their values and their priorities are, and being able to live more towards those values and priorities. And also with the transgender population, those who are transitioning, I just provide a lot of information about how to connect with doctors, with other trans people, with the resources that they need. And also just being a safe base. A lot of LGBT people don't have anyone in their lives where they can just feel totally safe.
Campbell says her LGBTQ clients can show up appearing physically distressed.
And in some ways, it's not different from any other minority population, and in some ways it is. But if we don't feel physically and emotionally safe, we can't live well. We can't love well. We can't reach out to other people well. And so a lot of the work that I do is helping people manage their stress, to understand that their stress is partly from the environment. It's not necessarily because they're weak or faulty people. But when you've been bullied, when you've been criticized, when you've known for years that you don't fit in with the straight world, that creates stress. And it builds in your body, and it leads to mental and physical health problems.
In Arkansas, a state law that bars cities, towns, and counties from passing anti-discrimination codes to protect LGBTQ residents is currently being decided in the court. The state law, in effect, sanctions discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity in housing, employment, and public accommodations.
To know that they live in an environment where their rights are not protected in general, where their rights could be taken away, the rights that they do have. And even with the rights, you still walk down the street and you wonder who's giving you friendly looks and who's not. If you're a same-sex couple, for instance, or if you're a trans person who doesn't pass, with or without in a relationship or not, you still feel the pressure of eyes drilling into you, and you just it's hard to relax and be authentic and to relate well.
Vulnerable individuals, she says, can internalize political oppression.
You know, when you grow up in a society where people have told you that gay is bad, that loving somebody from the same sex is bad, and that certainly changing your gender, your outward gender expression, is bad. It's against God, people say. And so those who live with that, even though they know it's who they are, there's guilt. There's difficulty in asserting themselves. Some of them, they either have the fear of losing relationships with family or the reality of losing relationships with family, because they've chosen to express themselves and live authentically.
K. Campbell says the availability of behavioral health services to LGBTQ people in crisis historically has been scant, but is increasing now.
There's a barrier in finding therapists who get it and who can work non-judgmentally with individuals or couples in the LGBT community. You know, those of us that do, we kind of know each other and we pass referrals around, but there's not a huge group of people that do this work.
I was a little afraid. I was not sure how my therapist would respond to me being not straight.
Patrick Yang identifies as Q, queer. Yang is also a therapist, a licensed master social worker at Ozark Guidance, a nonprofit mental health center headquartered in Springdale. He serves outpatient adult clients. Earlier in his career, while living in Austin, Texas, Yang counseled HIV-positive clients, as well as LGBTQ youth with mental health issues. And that's when he began to notice a pattern.
Because there have been so many people in the LGBTQ community who have undergone some type of shunning or hate crime or trauma, be that physical trauma, emotional trauma, a lot of the individuals in the community still carry those scars. You know, those end up being vulnerabilities. Those end up being things that can make any relationship more difficult.
Not only personal relationships, but therapeutic relationships.
And I can very much see in some of the clients that I have talked to that there still is that fear, you know, that may cause many people who may be considering therapy just to not go.
Both Kathy Campbell and Patrick Yang suggest checking with local civil rights organizations. For example, the Northwest Arkansas Center for Equality in Fayetteville, which maintains abundant resource lists.
It may be that you may have to try different therapists, but having one that works well with you is, you know, that's the most important thing.
Yang says clients should also try different therapeutic methods.
Some people may respond very well to medications. Other people may respond very well to individuals. Some people may respond very well to group or to family. These different modalities should all be, you know, part of any therapist's arsenal. And depending on the clients, that's how that therapy, that treatment plan should be put together.
Therapists today consider the array of risk factors to LGBTQ well-being, including absence of institutionalized protections, bias-based bullying, and family rejection in their quest to provide help. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
For more information on behavioral health resources for LGBTQ individuals in crisis, contact the Northwest Arkansas Equality Center. We have a link to this and other stories you heard on this edition of Ozarks at Large at ozarksatlarge.com.